USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Monday, a federal judge overturned the U.S. government's mask mandate on airplanes, trains, and other public transportation, calling it an overreach by the federal government. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
As you know, this just came out this afternoon. So right now, the Department of Homeland Security, who would be implementing, and the CDC are reviewing the decision. And, of course, the Department of Justice would make any determinations about litigation.
The Transportation Security Administration will stop enforcing the Biden rule on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced Monday that Russia's offensive in the Donbass region had begun, starting a second phase of the war in eastern Ukraine. As Zelensky warned the world Russia may use low-yielding nuclear weapons, President Putin Monday said the sanctions against his country have failed, and countries that support them have high inflation and high unemployment. USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
An Ohio professor pushing back on wokeness wins in court.
Shawnee State University in Ohio will pay $400,000 in damages and attorney fees for punishing philosophy professor Nick Merriweather after he declined a transgender student's demand to be referred to as a female. Speaking on Fox News, the professor says the university violated his rights.
And initially the administration was willing to go along with that, but then the administration changed course and demanded that I defer to the ideology, that I refer to the student as a female, and I simply could not do that. I thought it was an egregious assault on my freedom of speech and my religious beliefs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two Russian cosmonauts concluded their spacewalk Monday after 6 hours and 37 minutes outside the ISS. They installed a 37-foot robotic arm or long manipulator. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, who has been endorsed by President Trump in his Pennsylvania Senate run under the GOP flag, tells Newsmax the endorsement carries a lot of weight.
It's massive. It's already demonstrated that impact. First off, people call you back. It's always sort of nice that when you schedule a meeting, they show up. It's a lot easier to get the basic campaigning tasks done. But the real impact is now when people are talking about the race, I say, listen, President Trump did a lot of work looking at all the candidates in this race and decided I was the best one to represent the state and the Senate, that I was the one most likely to win in November, which, of course, he puts at the top of the list of reasons he endorsed me. But also he knew, and this is, I'm quoting here, I was smart, I was tough, and I will never let you down. I think those are very accurate descriptions. And as a surgeon, that's what I've tried to do my whole life. Be smart about the procedures I'm doing. Be tough, because sometimes it's challenging when you've got to make the difficult decisions. And don't let the patients down.
Tyree Sampson, a 14-year-old who died on the freefall attraction at Icon Park in Florida last month, reportedly weighed about 340 pounds. A report written by Quest Engineering and Failure Analysis determined that the ride was functioning correctly, with no evidence of physical or mechanical failure. But the restraints on two of the ride seats, one of which was occupied by Tyree, were modified to open between 3 and 4 inches wider than the ride's other restraints. An engineering firm hired by the state found that the operator of the Orlando Freefall Drop Tower manually altered seats on the ride. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.